Hi, my name is the Chiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Four Master Keys to Being Happy Every Day and Making Your Dreams Come True, where I reveal the very simple and easy roadmap to follow to achieve the happiness you desire on a daily basis, and also create your dreams and desires into your physical reality, and how to ultimately and fully embrace your unlimited power as a divine creator of reality and become an integral and important part of the overall improvement of life on planet Earth. So enjoy my video and podcast, The Four Master Keys of Being Happy Every Day. Bum, 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 bum. Hi, my name is Zakaivan, and I help success-minded people achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books available on my website at zakaivan.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract yourself the happiness, health, wealth, freedom, and abundance that you desire. Now, I'd like to give you a free gift. There's going to be a link in this post or video. It is my top 10 secrets of success. So go get yourself a free copy of that, top10secrets.info, which are the top 10 secrets of success and law of attraction so that you can easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires in your physical reality, which is what this very video is about. The four master keys to being happy every day and making your dreams come true. So what is it that everyone wants? And why does anyone want anything? To be happy, of course. And because they believe that when they get what they want, when you believe that when you get what you want, it will make you happy. The biggest dilemma that everyone deals with in their lives is when your happiness is depending on getting things or people or experiences, etc. Those things don't usually come, unfortunately, immediately. So people experience more sadness and disappointment than happiness because the object of their desire and therefore the source of their happiness is nowhere to be found, and it hasn't come yet, which keeps their desires from coming to them. When you're thinking about the lack of your desires, they can't come to you. Because when you think about the lack of your desire, you will always just get more lack. And when you think about the lack of your desire, you feel bad. And feeling bad is not a vibrational match to feeling good. So you will not attract your desire to you because having your desire feels good and not having your desire feels bad. So simply put, you can't get a happy result from an unhappy journey. Or you can't get to what feels good by feeling bad. It's the wrong bloody path. And the absolute master key is to get happy first. Then the goodies that make you happy will naturally come to you. You will attract them with the law of attraction totally on your side. It is not, as most people believe, when I get what I want, then I'll be happy. That's backwards. It's get happy, and then you'll get more of what makes you happy. Now, the only reason you want anything is to be happy. But if you think about the lack of your desire, you're going to be unhappy. So what's the solution to being happy even when what you want that will make you happy is not here yet? The answer is you must become a master of the future. You must become a time master, a visionary, a dreamer. You must learn how to enjoy the delicious joy of being, doing, and having what you want now, even though it's not physically here yet. You must learn how to feel the vibrational existence of your desires first, because it feels good to imagine being, doing, and having your desires. And also because it feels good to vibrationally create your desires into physical reality from the idea, from the thought to the physical reality, and then you can delight in your amazing power of creation. So you've got a master being a time lord and imagining your future being here now. And you must also become a Zen master and learn how to enjoy the now moment and learn to appreciate what you have now and being proud of your accomplishments and your mastery of creation and how you were able to create what you currently have from a desire to a physical reality. And you need to master the art of appreciating everything else that exists that is working well and is magical and wonderful. In other words, focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, like nature and animals and conveniences and prosperity and wealth and travel and clothes and houses and food and nice, wonderful, joyful people, etc. So we got a pretty good recipe of happiness going here. Now, the final ingredient in our happiness soup is other people, because we have been trained to rely upon what other people are doing towards us as another key factor of our happiness. And this is one big recipe of disaster, because ultimately everyone else is focused upon their own happiness, not your own. And that is as it should be. So if you're looking towards other people for your happiness, you're in deep doo-doo, because it is no one else's job to make you happy. That's your job. So just like other desires that you have in your life, people look towards other people and what they are doing as a source of their happiness. If people like me and love me, I'm happy. If they don't like me, then I'm not. If other people agree with my political or religious or spiritual or sexual or environmental, etc., views and orientations on life, then I'm happy. If they don't, I'm not. If my lover is loving me, I'm happy. If my lover's not, I'm not, etc., etc. So how can I be happy regardless of what other people are doing? The key is to understand that no one is responsible for your happiness but you. So that means letting everyone else off the hook and removing all pressure, judgments, mandates, rules, laws, etc. that anyone has to think, be, or act in any way for you to be happy. Which means you must also let yourself off the hook and remove yourself from all pressure that other people have placed upon you and that you have accepted as the way to live, to keep everybody happy, But it is not your job to make other people happy. It's only your job to make you happy. So now you can finally be free to focus on your own happiness. So the happiness ingredients I've already given you apply to the people factor in the same way as everything else, which means you no longer think about and focus upon your lack of relationships in your life. And instead, you delight in the joy of having those relationships that you desire to have in your life. And you focus on your relationships improving and enjoying the feelings of having that improvement now. So that means that you do not focus upon any faults in other people, which means you only focus upon those aspects of people that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and pay no attention to those aspects of people that are impossible to like, love, and appreciate. So, as a final wrap-up of the ingredients you need for your daily happiness soup, number one, focus on the delicious, exciting joy of being, doing, and having what you want here now. Which means becoming a master of feeling the vibrational feeling of the vibrational existence of what you want now, which means you do not focus upon the lack of what you want, and you do not focus upon what you don't like and don't want. All right, number two, think about, focus upon, and talk about whatever is easy to like, love, and appreciate. I emphasize easy. Become a master of appreciation. Look for and find the gold everywhere, which means you do not focus upon the dirt. You're a gold miner looking for gold. You're not a gold miner looking for dirt. You do not focus upon what you don't like, love, and appreciate. All right, number three, think about and talk about whatever feels good to think about and talk about. And let everything else and everyone else alone. Does it feel good to talk about politics and disease and dramas and traumas of your life and the lives of others? No, of course not. So stop it! And when you're doing that, you're only attracting more things into your life that don't feel good. So again, stop it! So does it feel good to think about and talk about what everyone, you know, everyone else prospering and being happy and healthy, and the earth being happy and healthy and prosperous, and the animals being happy, healthy, and prosperous? Yes, of course. So do that. Do more of that. Do that. Do nothing else. And when you're doing that, you're attracting more things into your life and ultimately on the planet that feel good. Be a hippie and do what feels good. And don't do what feels bad. So, those are the ingredients to being happy every single moment of your life. And those are also the ingredients to helping you imagine, create, and manifest your dreams and desires into your physical life and leading a happy, healthy, wealthy, fun, exciting, prosperous, love-filled, and magical life that you came to this earth to live. And finally, always remember, it's get happy first. Then you'll get what you want. Get happy first, and I'll get what I want. And I'll get more of what makes me even more happy. So remember, the goodies are the icing on the cake. They're not the entire cake. It's get happy first that makes the cake. Then put the icing on by attracting more goodies that make you happy. It's get happy regardless of what I have or don't have, because happiness is what I want in the first place. And ingredient number four, the final factor, the X factor, the final factor that puts the icing on the cake, is becoming a master of appreciating the contrast. In other words, learning to appreciate what you don't like and don't love because of the gold that is born from these things. Because you are never more clear about what you want when you are clear about what you don't want. And all of the dramas and traumas and lack and conflict and poverty and disease, etc., etc., and the hate and the wars causes humanity to desire greater improvement, which creates evolution as people strive to achieve that improvement. And they create that improvement in their lives and in the lives of subsequent generations and ultimately improve life across the entire planet just with their desire for improvement. And they're creating it, they're creating this earth into the utopia. We are creating this earth into the utopia that is manifesting right before our very eyes just with the desire for that improvement that we desire to have. Simply put, everyone's desire for improvement of life on all levels is literally creating heaven on earth. So enjoy that journey as we all create heaven on earth with our every desires in our very own lives and with our focus and our powerful, unlimited, powerful, creative energy. Because all anyone wants is to be happy and prosperous and healthy and wealthy, because those things bring us joy. And we all want everyone else to be happy, healthy, prosperous, and have fun, because that brings us joy. The purpose of life is joy. You are here for the joy of creation, for the joy of delighting in your power to create anything you desire into physical reality. And you are here to delight in the joy of you becoming an active, integral, priceless, and infinitely important part of the evolution and growth of this entire planet and this universe and all of creation. That is how amazingly significant and important you are. You are an all-important, all-powerful master of creation, and it is time for you to start having fun being that master of creation. So enjoy being happy every day and every moment as you witness this miracle that is life, as you delight in the magic of creation and delight in your awesome magnificence, as you revel in the awesome divine power that is you. Life is supposed to be fun. So enjoy the adventure. Now, if it is your desire to be happy every day and to make life an adventure, and if it is your desire to fully embrace your infinite creative power to literally create anything in the universe, then I want to meet you, and I want to play with you, and I want to work with you, and I want to co-create heaven on earth with you. So contact me now at freesession.info to receive a no-obligation free guidance and coaching session from me, valued at $97. And for us to just meet and see what miracles we can create together. That's freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. Looking forward to playing with you. I look forward to working with you. Co-creating heaven on earth with you. So thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle they love. Come visit me at zakiron.com for my cavalcade of self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, and goodies to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and Law of Attraction, to easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality at top10secrets.info. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!